Have you ever thought you can handle something only to realize you are in over your head? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Josh Brown, who believed he could do drugs without getting addicted.
And I think there's this misconception or this idea and belief that, well, I'm just going to try a little bit and I'll be fine. And a lot of people do that. And I think that's how addiction starts, where people say, hey, try this. It's just for fun. And then all of a sudden they're hooked, either the first time or the second time. And a lot of times we think, well, I'm in control. I can handle it.
Yeah, there is kind of that deception when it comes to addiction, which is, you know, I'm in control. And I really can handle this. I can handle this. And I think most people say, you know, I'll never be the person who's addicted to this or that. Mm-hmm. That'll never be me.
Right.
You know, I can handle this. I'm in control and I'm doing well. However, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, verses 41, Jesus says to disciples, he says, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And, you know, the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
Even though you think you're in control, it can give in to temptation.
And what is the flesh? You know, we talk about the flesh is weak. Well, the flesh is your taste, your sight, the things you feel, the things you hear. It's essentially your body,
right,
the things that you want. You know, you go into a grocery store and you smell fresh baked bread and it's like, and that smells good or that looks good. And so our flesh is the things that we see or the things we desire and want in our body.
Right. And so with that, if Jesus is saying that our flesh or our bodies are weak, no matter how much we think we're in control, we have to maybe realize maybe we're not, and we can get to a point of addiction. For myself, here's how it happened. Remember when I was younger, I got into pornography, and it was just a little bit. You know, I saw somebody had a magazine, I looked, and I was like, wow, this is, you know, cool. It's, you know, this is before I knew Christ.
Right.
And so then I go through it and, you know, something little turned into a little bit more, became a habitual, maybe once a month became once a week became once a day, then many times a day, 5 hours at a time. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was losing so much time and I still said, well, I'm in control.
Yeah.
This is not hurting anything.
Yeah.
But then it started hurting my grades at school. I was, you know, in college. And then that stress of failing caused me to do the habit more, and then doing it more would cause me to fail even more.
Right.
So it became a spiraling cycle downwards.
Cycle. And you are in over your head. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. They think this could never happen to me, but really, we need to learn how to say, no, I am not even going to go there because I know that the flesh, the things that I sense, smell, taste, touch could be weak, and we need to live by the Spirit.
Well, blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
That means let's not go by what we feel, but let's turn those feelings to God. Let's hear from Josh Brown after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by 32nd Avenue Cleaners and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Whether you need your suit, dress shirt, or dress dry cleaned and pressed, come to 32nd Avenue Cleaners to get the best dry cleaning services in Denver. With over 15 years of experience, 32nd Avenue Cleaners is conveniently located at the corner of 32nd Avenue and Lowell Boulevard in Denver. Call them today at 303-480-9647. That's 303-480-9647.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Josh Brown, and he was an addict. He was addicted to coke, meth, and recreational drugs for 5 years, couldn't get off the drugs, and pretty much said, well, I give up, and started just doing all kinds of drugs. So let's welcome to the show, Josh. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm really thankful for the opportunity.
Yes. So I understand that something really sad happened when you were young. Your grandma died, and it must have been really hard for you to understand, okay, now what? Where is she? And to deal with those emotions as a young person. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, you know, death wasn't something that we talked about in our family, and it was never something I had experienced before. And for me, I think it was just an excuse to take a road towards rebellion. And that was kind of what was the tipping point for me to seek out friends who were drug users at school.
Wow. So at 14 years old, you tried marijuana. Now, I know a lot of people think, well, this is just a recreational drug. But for you, it was the starting point to other things. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. You know, people talk about it being a gateway drug. And for me personally, I remember sitting in the truck the very first time that I smoked pot with my friends. I remember specifically saying two things. I said, I'll never be the guy with a needle in his arm, and I'll never live in a box on the street. I'll never be a bum. Mm. And not much time passed, you know, maybe a couple of years, and that's just where I was. You know, a true drug addict, an addict that needed help.
And you know what's amazing? I understand you were in a good family. You had a good upbringing,
yep.
But
yep.
That didn't stop you. It was like this thing got a hold of you and took away your life. It was one thing from another. So you started, was it coke or meth that you started doing next?
Yeah, when I was 15 or 16, soon after that first time that I got high with friends, I was introduced to crystal meth, and that was my drug of choice for probably maybe a year and a half. And I went to the first rehab. Well, I went to a number of rehabs, but the first one that I went to was for methamphetamine, yeah.
Mm. So from there, that didn't stop you. In fact, you got into coke, and that was a whole nother level of addiction. Tell me about that.
It was, yeah. I mean, I think I enjoyed those drugs that kind of sped you up, and that's why meth was appealing to me, but coke was just another world. I got tied in with some kind of dangerous people, started selling drugs, and eventually I overdosed.
Mm.
I had surgery, you know, due to my drug use before I graduated high school. I had to have my nose rebuilt, and my windows, my sinuses, my tonsils and adenoids had to be taken out. Everything was just kind of rotting in the back of my throat.
Wow.
I had a lot of consequence early on from my drug use.
Wow. So when you had that drug overdose, what does that feel like when someone has a drug overdose? Do you even know what's happening? Do you feel it? Do you think you're going to die? Because we always hear about people who have drug overdoses. What is that like?
Yeah, for me, it was just, people could compare it to like a anxiety attack. I was so full of fear, and my heart was just racing, just, you know, ready to pound out of my chest. And it was, you know, kind of coming in and out of consciousness. It was really a terrifying experience.
Mm. So here you are having this overdose and you feel like you're going to die. Is mm-hmm. there anything that happens in that moment where, I mean, I've heard of people throwing up or losing consciousness. Did you mm-hmm. go into any kind of coma? What happened?
Yeah, it wasn't as severe as going into a coma, but I did kind of come in and out of consciousness and definitely throwing up, definitely sick. But not as severe as you may see on television where people are flatlined and, you know, dead on a table sort of overdose. Mm. I didn't experience that.
You know, what's amazing to me is there are a lot of people that I talk to who have these types of drug overdoses and they're like given a second chance, but that doesn't stop them. They continue to do the drug. Why is it that when someone has a drug overdose, they go back to the drug?
You know, a lot of people don't know the real core and the root behind drug addiction. You know, there's a lot of cultural things out there that speak of drug addiction and even drunkenness as a disease. And while we know that our environment and the atmosphere and upbringing, all those things can contribute to the people that we become. But ultimately, these sorts of addictions are spiritual. They're heart issues. And I always go back to the Bible. When we look in the book of Galatians, Paul is talking about the fruits of the Spirit, but also he mentions the fruits of the flesh. Paul lists all these things. He says murder, uncleanness, all adultery, all these things that we're familiar with. Then he puts in this word, witchcraft. which for most people, especially in America, you think of witchcraft, you think of, you know, a person with a skull on the end of a stick, you know, dancing around a fire in a grass skirt, or, you know,
right.
Something completely crazy. That's what we think about when we think of witchcraft. But what we know about the Bible is that the New Testament scriptures came from the ancient Greek language. And that word witchcraft, when you translate it back to Greek, it's the Greek word pharmakia, which is where we get our English word for pharmacy. Now, that doesn't mean that if we take Tylenol or ibuprofen that we're practicing witchcraft.
Oh, okay.
What it means is that when we take a substance into our bodies in excess, whatever that substance might be, we are catapulting ourselves into a spiritual realm, and we are practicing witchcraft in God's eyes.
Wow.
And this is a spiritual realm. This is another dimension. Outside of the protection that God provides through Jesus, you are open to any number of things. And I kept going back to it because I was completely in bondage to that. I could not say no. I was unable to say no. It wasn't a self-control or a will issue. It was, I had chosen at some point to give myself over to this addiction, and it was going to take a serious intervention, a spiritual intervention, to break that bondage, to change my life.
Mm. So after several rehabs, they did help. So you phased out of the meth, you started phasing out of the cocaine, but drugs was still in your life. And we're going to find out more about this addiction and how it gripped you. But what I really love is that you had an encounter. You talk about spiritual things. Mm-hmm. You had a spiritual encounter that changed your life, and you've never been the same since. So we're going to have you back on our next show to talk about that. We're going to pray for our listeners right now.
Lord God, we just thank you so much for this testimony. But most of all, that I think that so many people can relate to this, is that they kind of say, this will never be me. I'll never go through this. But then it happens. And then when that happens, it brings a new level of just shame and guilt and just self-loathing. And that can be in anything, not just drug addiction. And so I'm just praying for the listener who's saying, you know, that was me. I've already entered into a zone of being in a place that I said I would never be there. But the good news is that Jesus can reach down and pull us out of the mire and the clay of whatever we're in, and form us and fashion us into the call that he has for us. So Jesus, we call out to you. We ask for you to fix these things that we've gotten into and to reshape our lives and to deliver us. And if there's someone who's dealing with drug addiction, Lord, I'm asking you to set them free right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Call out to Jesus. He has the power to set you free. And that spiritual realm that you may be seeking is really through him, and he's the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.